stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. Me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Him, for He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking today at John chapter 8, verse number 31. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on Him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, before I start this, is a little bit different than what we hear today. I mean, how many people you know today want to be, okay, define by being a disciple of Christ? I mean, we have today, we have the MAGA crowd. And I know our president isn't really happy with the MAGA crowd. And then you have the progressive crowd. That's the electric car, the gender freedom, equality, or maybe I should add two more things to that: confusion and wickedness. But here Jesus says, look, are you defined by being a disciple of Christ? That's a good question. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples? There it is. What defines me as being a disciple of Christ? Well, to continue in my word. In other words, the Bible is pretty important to you if you're a disciple of Christ. Well, remember what He said in John 15? Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. And so to continue is to abide. To abide in the vine means you're nurtured and sustained by the vine, by Christ, by the Word of God. Okay? And so that's why Paul, he wrote, "And be not conformed to this world." If you're a disciple of Christ, you're not conformed to this world. You're not fashioned after this world. But the Word of God has a, shall we say, an effect on you. Why? Because you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. You want to prove what's good, what's acceptable to God. What is the perfect will of God? Well, and so, in John 8:32, to be a disciple of Christ, I don't mind being defined as a disciple of Christ. You see, I don't really care about these other labels: liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican. I'm a Christian, you see? And so, to know Jesus is to have true freedom. To know truth is to have freedom. You know, the psalmist put it this way in Psalms 119, verse number 45, "And I will walk at liberty, for I seek 5 precepts. Ah, what are you seeking? You want to know what the Democrat Party stands for, or the Republican Party stands for? Wait a second. I seek 5 precepts. Jesus put it this way. There's a broad way that leadeth to destruction. There are a lot of these groups are on the broad way, okay? But here, you know what he said? The straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You want freedom? Seek his precepts. Seek God's principles. The word of God is important. And the privilege of being a true disciple of Christ is to know freedom. For the truth shall make you free. Well, how do you come to know the truth? Well, it begins with knowing Jesus. Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you would believe in him, you could have everlasting life. You could know truth. One of the things that Jesus said, he was asked, well, how can we know truth? Well, he said, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And so to do his will, it's God's will that you trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's God's will that you open up the book of this Bible and understand, hey, God's law. Because God's law will reveal you're a sinner in need of the Savior. The law was our schoolmaster. That's what brings us to Christ. That's why the thief on the cross cried out, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I believe you're the Savior. You got to get to that point before you can be a disciple of Jesus. And then the next step is God will reveal truth. You say, how does he reveal truth? Well, through his word and through the Holy Spirit. I want you to look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 10. Very important Bible verse. But God hath revealed truth unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, in order to do that, you have to read the Bible. The Bible is very important here. God's word is essential, okay? And so as I look at this, there's some things that you need to know concerning this book, the Bible, all right? And so one of the things that we're told in the Word of God, without sin, sin will affect you. Sin will cause you not to know truth. Now, I know you may be in a church and the church may say, well, you know, there's gray areas and you can do the gray areas. Now, wait a second. There's right and there's wrong. God defines sin. And the Bible says this, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1, wherefore laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies and envies, and all evil speakings. Okay, what's Peter saying? You need to lay aside, could have just put it in a broad term, sin. Lay aside sin. As newborn babes, you'll desire the sincere milk of the word, and you'll grow. That's what he says. Lay aside sin, so you grow. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. And so this book will allow you to find truth. And when you know truth, you'll experience freedom. Sin is what causes the problems, okay? And so here in this book, God lays out exactly what you need. Now, in John 8:33, they answered Jesus, and they said, we be Abraham's seed. We were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? It was true that they were Abraham's seed. They were Jews, but they did not know Jesus. And you may say today, well, Don't you realize I'm in a particular church in a particular denomination? But that won't make you free. That won't cause you to have victory. It must begin with knowing Jesus. And so he tells them, and I'm going to get to the end of this, he speaks concerning his father and their father. And he says, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. Ye do the deeds of your father. And then he went on to say, your father is the devil. See, not all are children of God. So this statement, what was Jesus doing? Revealing to them, look, if you're one of my disciples, you will experience true freedom. And you will abide in me, and you will continue in my word. To practice sin reveals where you're at. To know truth is a benefit of being a disciple of Jesus Christ. You may be a progressive today, you may be a Democrat or Republican, but that's not going to bring freedom. It's not going to accomplish in your family lasting results. To know Jesus is the answer. Well, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mowbray.